Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In this segment, I would like to touch on relationships, polyamorous relationships. And that is when people engage in multiple partners and sexual relationships with each other. Okay. I've had people ask me what I think about that type of relationship, and I have to laugh because I don't think about it, you know, and I don't knock the next person that does, you know. That's how I feel about it. If that's what you want to do, then that's your business. If you are comfortable, this is what I say about it, you know. And I will say, I'm old school. I believe one-on-one, one husband, one wife, you know, or whatever way you guys want to do it. Wife, husband, whatever way you want to do it. That is strictly your business. I don't judge you, and I don't care to judge you. But when it comes to polyamorous relationships, I don't judge them either, because it's not my business. But someone asked me how I feel about it. I wouldn't do it, because I guess I'm stingy in that way when it comes to my man. I don't want anyone else with my man. Okay, so I can say that. But I don't judge anyone. I feel you do whatever makes you happy. I am not here to judge. So if that's what makes you happy, being in a polyamorous relationship, I can't even get it out. But if that makes you happy, then I say do what makes you happy. Don't let anyone tell you you're wrong. Don't let anyone make you feel bad for what you do. You know, that's your business. And that's what I told the person. Hey, I don't think about it either way, because it has nothing to do with me, because it's not my business. Are you asking me if I would be in a relationship with that like that? No, because I don't like to share. I'm not going to share my man. Okay. It's bad enough when you're in a relationship, you don't know if your man or your woman is cheating on you. So I'm not going to openly share my man, you know? So no, but I say each to his own. Do what makes you happy. I know there's, they have like, it's called, I believe it's called poly fidelity, where you only have sex with one person out of the people that's involved in this relationship that you guys may have. You only have sex with that one person. You're not openly having sex with other people like the other ones that's involved in a relationship. I know that I was talking to someone about this subject, and they told me that they knew a guy. They knew a man that was in this type of relationship. And he had a wife, and he had kids with his wife. And then he had a girlfriend, and he had kids with that girlfriend. That's the first girlfriend. And then him and that girlfriend lived in the same state. And then he had a baby. He had kids with another girlfriend out of the state. So there's him and his wife, and these two women, they're all in this relationship together. And they make it work. I will say this, and not before anyone sends me any messages. Oh, you're promoting this. I'm not promoting anything. I'm just explaining what I've heard about the subject, because I'm not an expert on the subject at all. I'm just, anything I say is just totally my opinion. Okay, now with the like what I was saying about this husband and his wife and his two girlfriends, they've made it work. The way it was explained to me, they've made it work. They all are friends. And yes, he can openly have sex with these three women. And they even go take trips. The wife and the husband and the girlfriend and their children take trips out of town together to see his other girlfriend and children. And he can be with that girlfriend when he's there. That's they get along. It's okay. They all respect each other. From what I was told, he runs his relationships, his poly relationships, like he's married to all of the women. So they literally share him, and they are making it work. Isn't that something? Why can't most of us that's in just one-on-one relationships make it work? You know what I'm saying? It's like it's hard. But anyway, they've put insurance policies on each other. So if anything happens to any of them, all of the other people that's left and their kids will be well taken care of. They literally all have policies on each other. They take vacations together. They make it work. And, you know, I'm happy for them if they can make it work. I'm happy for anyone that can make their relationships work in this day and age. Because it's hard. It is so hard. Relationships shouldn't be hard, but it seems like these days they are very hard. But I'm not an expert on this topic, but I've been reading up on celebrities that's in relationships like that. And they love it. You know, they are comfortable knowing that they are openly having sex with other people, and they're okay with it. They fit each other into each other's schedule. It's they're making it work. Okay, so as I stated before, I'm not an expert. I've researched it when I was asked that question, but of course I've researched it to see what happens, you know, with it. But I really can't say much about it because I don't know. I can only go by what people have told me with the situation, you know, with friends they have that's in that type of relationship or what I've read about. Other than that, I don't know because I'm not an expert in that. But I will say this. Do what makes you happy. If that makes you happy, then go for it. But I do have some questions. Now, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Okay, you have the polyamorous relationships, okay, which is you with quite a few different people in a relationship. Then you have, like, open relationships where the husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whomever it may be, you know, wife, husband, whatever's going on in this open relationship. You can see or sleep with whomever you want to be with. You can have sex with whomever you want to have sex with. That's an open relationship, okay? Which it kind of sounds the same as the polyamorous relationship. You see what I'm saying? To me, it seems like it's all the same. I might be wrong, but it really does seem like it's all the same. Okay, then you go into the marriage, man and woman, but then you have them stepping out on each other. And they have these outside relationships. You know, now this isn't an open relationship. This is just people that decide they want to cheat. But my question is, I don't want to get off the subject, but my question is, with all these relationships, doesn't it seem like they all come back toward being a polyamorous relationship, especially the open marriage? You're doing the same thing, your open marriage, that you would do in this polyamorous relationship. You see what I'm saying? So my question is, why is it that why are people having a problem with the poly relationships, but not the open marriages? That's my question, because open marriages is almost the same. In my opinion, it seems like it's the same as being in a polyamorous relationship. You know, several people are involved. You're in this open marriage. You can screw who you want to screw, and it's okay. Your husband, your spouse, your wife, everyone knows what's going on. The same as the polyamorous. I mean, so why is it called polyamorous and not just the open relationship? Because it seems like it's the same thing. And that's just me asking the question, you know. it just seems like it's the same details. You know, the same thing is taking place. Now, with the, and people accept an open marriage. That's accepted in society today. So why is it that people are having a problem accepting polyamorous relationships when it's the same thing, I think, as an open marriage? I mean, some people might not agree, but think about it. Open marriages, you're open. You can have sex with whomever. You can date whomever. Polyamorous, you can date or be married to whomever and have sex with whomever. Same thing. Now, married, I guess it is different, because when you're married and you're having a relationship outside of your marriage, your spouse most likely does not know. Most of the time, they don't know. Some spouses know and don't care, you know, because they feel he's coming, he or she are coming back to me. So I don't, if they cheat, oh well, as long as it's not in front of my face. That's how some married people feel. And I've had that conversation with married people, and they say, as long as it's not done in front of me, I don't care. And that's how people feel. Now, me personally, I would care. I would be angry. Oh, I would be spitting fire if I found out my husband was out there screwing somebody else, running around doing this, that, and other. But that's just me. That's just me. And me personally, again, this is all this is just my opinions. Me personally, if I found out my husband was cheating, I this is the way I feel about it. I'm not going through couples therapy. I'm not doing anything of the above, because if I'm what you wanted, what you really wanted when you said I do, when we said our I do's, and you went out there and you cheated with another person, then you're telling me I'm not what you want. So I'm not about to go work on anything, because what's there to work on? You cheated on me. You broke the vows. Obviously, I wasn't what you wanted or what you felt you needed, because if I was, you went and cheated on me. So I'm letting your ass go. Hey, divorce papers, sign the papers, and get the hell on out. Just hit the road. But that's me. I know some people would be like, okay, you're just going to give up on your partner that quick and that easy. Yes, I am. Reason being, because I must not have been what you wanted if you were willing to go out and cheat on me. I feel if you marry me, then you wanted to spend the rest of your life with me. We wanted to grow old together. We wanted to be together. We took vows, okay, to be with each other, not you and I and Susan and Sarah and Tracy and Candy and Rhonda. No, we didn't. It's you and I took the vows, okay? So if you went out and you cheated on me, I'm going to divorce you. No ifs, ands, what about it. I'm not going to go through any couples therapy. I don't want to hear anything about saving my marriage, because the moment you stepped out on me, the marriage was over in my eyes, because you broke your vows. And I don't want to hear, well, people make mistakes and you should be able to forgive. I can forgive you. I have to forgive you, because it's the thing, you have to forgive. God says forgive. Okay, so I'm going to forgive. But me forgiving you is not saying I'm going to keep you. You know, it's not saying even though I forgive you, you know, I'll stay with you. No, I will forgive you and still send you packing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to sit and be in a marriage that where I can't trust you. You cheated on me. And the way I feel about it, if you cheated once, you'll cheat again. So I'm not going to stay in anything like that. Okay. And that's just me. I'm not telling anyone else to see anything the way I see it. This is just my opinion. I'm talking about my life and what it would be if I was married. And I don't think that I could ever be in an open relationship, because I am not going to share what belongs to me. When you said I do to me, you said I do to me, not to four different women. So no, I can't be in an open relationship, because to me, to just be in this marriage, and know that my husband is out in bed with someone else and hugging and kissing on this woman. And the thing about open marriages, you got to understand, some people think, oh, it's all about sex. He or she or whomever is just going out and they're screwing and feelings aren't in it. Oh, eventually it might start with just sex, but feelings will get in it at some point. I can assure you of that. You're not going to be able to continue, especially women. You can't continue to give your all and give a piece of your body to this man and not develop feelings for him. So feelings at some point is going to come into play. And that's where it's going to get real tricky. Now, you're okay being in this open relationship, but guess what? Here comes this woman or man or whomever. And they're going to get, once a person get in your head and get even the slightest part of your heart, that's when your partner better watch it, because now it's gotten serious. It's not just a few hours of sex and I'm going back home to my wife or my husband or whomever. They've developed feelings. So these open relationships where men and women or whomever are thinking, okay, I'll let them agree to let them do whatever it is they want to do, but they're going to come back to me afterwards anyway. That's mine. They belong to me. Well, you've let them go out and they've developed these feelings for someone else. And chances are they might come back to you and say, hey, I want a divorce. They might go out and while having sex with this person, they're sharing intimacy. They're sharing conversation and they've built some kind of love in between the two. And I'm just saying what could happen in open relationships. And that right there is getting ready to start a problem, because where you thought it was just for sex, oh, this person may go out and get sex because I'm not doing things that he or she likes, or they want more and I'm not willing to do that type of stuff, or whatever the case may be. Oh, they'll come back. It's just sex. No, it's not always just sex, because somebody's going to catch feelings. Either one person or both. And when that happens, that's going to be a problem. That's going to bring a hell of a lot of problems to your marriage. And again, I'm not a marriage counselor, and I can't tell you how to feel or what to think or what to do. I say do whatever makes you happy. I'm just talking about different scenarios. You know, what happens if this if that were to take place? Or I just basically I'm just trying to see, why is society okay with the open marriage and not the poly relationships? Because it seems like they're both the same. So why are people looked down on for wanting to be in a polyamorous relationship and not looked down upon when they want to be in an open relationship? Because I think they're both the same. Again, I could be wrong. That's just my opinion. I just think that they're the same. And I don't knock either one. I say whatever you do, just make sure you're happy when you're doing it. That's my only advice. Okay, I'm not on here saying, oh, shame on you. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying just do what makes you happy. You know, if those type of relationships make you happy, I say go for it. Be happy. And then the situation with marriage, I'm not telling you to leave your spouse because, you know, if he's cheated. If you don't want to leave, you don't want to leave. That was my opinion. I just told you what I would do if I found out my spouse was cheating on me. That's just my opinion and how I would handle the situation. I'm not on here trying to tell you how you should handle the situation. Okay? I just want to get that straight, because I don't want anyone saying she's telling people not to do this and she's telling people to do that. No. Mm-mm. I'm not telling people to do anything but what they want to do, what makes them happy. That's all I'm saying. But I was just kind of asking the question, what's the difference between a polyamorous relationship and an open marriage? Because they both do the same thing. Only thing is, okay, it is, you do have papers on this person. You are married. But even with the polyamorous relationship, there are married couples that has taken on other people in the relationship. And then the funny thing is, I can't count how many times I've been approached by men that has told me, oh, my wife and I think you're so beautiful. We would like to be in a relationship with you and this and that and other. And I'm like, what? No, sir. And my answer was no, sir. Mm-mm. Not my cup of tea. I said, you know, do what makes you happy, you and your wife, but don't try to include me in it. I don't want no parts of it. But I have been approached on numerous occasions by men and women. I've even had a couple, if you be with us, you know, if you come into the relationship with us, a married couple will take care of you very well. I don't need you to take care of me. I can take care of myself. So no thank you on that one too. But people are really out there. These days, you'll be surprised when men approach you to talk to you. They might turn around and tell you, hey, my spouse is attracted to you too. Because I've gotten a lot of that where men say, oh, my wife says you're so beautiful. She loves your smile. She loves your hair. And you're just so sexy and this and that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, tell her I said thank you. Okay, I appreciate the compliments. You know, we both think you're so gorgeous. I thank you both for your compliments, but I'm not interested. And you know, but I don't turn around and tell them, oh, you're wrong for what you're doing and you shouldn't be in that type of relationship. That's not my problem. You know, if they want to be in that type of relationship, be in it. Be happy. Give it all you got. Because you have to make your own happiness. So if that's what makes you happy, go for it. I just don't want no parts of it. And I said that to just let you know, this has been going on, this polyamorous, for a very long time. I mean, I've been approached by these people, I mean, constantly for years. I think a lot of people are just really talking about it now openly because it's been done so much. But it's always been out there. But the only part I'm confused about is the difference between polyamorous when they're married and have other girlfriends or boyfriends and being in an open relationship when you're married. What's the difference? It seems like it's both the same. And that's just my opinion. But those are the questions that I have. I mean, I've read up and I've read a lot of things about this type of relationship. And then, like I say, you have the poly fidelity, I believe, or something of the sort, where you're in this poly relationship, but you're only agreeing to have sex with this one person that's in the relationship. You're not touching anyone else that's involved. So it's called poly fidelity, where you pinpoint this one person in the relationship that you want to have sex with, and that's the only person you touch, because that's a different type. Come to find out, when I was reading, it seems like it's all different types. And I was looking at the definitions and I'm like, wow, it's deeper than what people might think. I mean, it's a lot of information out there about that. And I only looked it up because people were asking me my opinion on it. And I was just curious. I didn't want to say anything that wasn't true. So I looked it up. But again, I don't specialize in relationships or anything like that. So I can't tell you what to do. I'm just having a conversation about the types of relationships and a little bit of what happens in them and things like that. But everything, like I said, is my opinion, except for what I've looked up and mentioned in this podcast or what someone has told me. So I'm not a specialist. So please don't think that. I'm just giving my opinion. And I've told you guys a couple stories about what someone said that knew a man that was involved in a poly relationship that had a wife and two girlfriends and children with each person. I think these days people are just kind of experimenting with a lot of different things out there. You'll be surprised. It's just so much that's going on out here. People are more open sexually, I believe. They're okay doing certain things that they wouldn't do back in the day, you know. People are willing to experiment these days. So that's basically what's going on. I think people are just more open to their sexuality and what they have going on, you know. And they're not hiding it, which they shouldn't. Be who you are. Don't, if you, and this is what I say, if you have to hide what you are or how you are, then you shouldn't do it. Don't ever hide who you are or what you are. Be open. Own it. I am that type of person. I'll tell people, oh, I own my shit. I own it. Just like if you say something, don't back down. Own it. And you'll hear me say in my podcast, if I say something, I'll tell in my segment, I'll tell you, hey, I'm not going to back down. I'm going to own the shit I said. Because I stand by what I said. I don't say anything and then take it back and pretend like I never said it. No, I'm going to own what I said. Okay? That's something I tell people that every day. Like, this situation, own it. Honey, if this is what you want to do, own your shit. Don't let anyone have you afraid to be out with whatever it is you want to be out with. Own your shit, okay? Tell people this is my business, okay? This is how I want to be. Don't let anyone tell you that you should be a different way, you know? Don't let anyone do that to you. I know I'm not. You know, I'm going to be the way I want to be. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I'm not going to let anyone else tell me that I'm wrong, you know? I'm going to live my life no one can make you happy. You have to make and find your own happiness. If you look for someone else to make you happy, you're going to be lost. You have to you got to find your own happiness. And if you meet someone that can add to your happiness, and that's even better. But don't sit back and think that someone else is obligated to make you happy. You have to, if you can't find that happy place within your own life, then how is anyone else going to come in and make you happy if you can't even find it yourself? So basically, all I'm saying is do what makes you happy. Accept what decision that you've made in order to get and find that happiness and keep it. And then you go out and get whomever else you might want if you want someone else that can add to your happiness. That's like even saying a single person wanting someone to be with in a relationship. So find your happiness as a single person. And if someone you can find that person to be your other and bring them in to add to your happiness, that's even better. I'm just saying don't look for someone else to bring you happiness. Because a lot of people out there feel, you know, I'm single. I don't have the happiness that I want. Why not? If you're single, embrace it. The right man or woman or person to come to you, just embrace the fact that you're single and be happy. Don't be down. Don't be depressed. Just make the best out of it, because there's somebody out there for everyone. Don't just settle just to be in a relationship, because I know a lot of people do that. They settle. They will marry people that they know they don't have anything in common. They just want the marriage. They just want to hear the fact that they're married. And then when they get married, shit hits the fan. Don't do that. Just take your time. Find the right person for you. Don't rush into anything, okay? Don't rush into anything just because you're getting to be a certain age. You know, some people feel if you're not married before you're 30, oh, you're just an old maid or you're scorned. No, you're not. I don't care if you don't get married till you're 53 years old. Do what you have to do. Live your life, okay? That's all I'm saying is live your life. Well, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just wanted to have this brief discussion about relationships and polyamorous relationships and open relationships and marriages. I just had some things, some questions about the difference in between the two. And I just gave my opinion on relationships in general and how I would feel about certain relationships. I hope that this helps someone out that is dealing with a relationship issue. I know I didn't get really deep into it, but I did try to touch base on as much as I could. How about that? Okay, it has been a pleasure doing this segment because I can't wait to read the emails that I get for this segment and then the one I did before this one. I love the fact that you guys are so open and that you send me messages telling me how you felt or how you feel about the segments and even adding to what you want me to talk about. Feel free. Just hit me up on email and tell me if it's something you want me to talk about or if it's something you want to talk about regarding something that I've taped in my segments. Feel free to tell me about it. Just go ahead and send it to my email and I'll touch base on it. Okay, but until next time, I would like to thank all of you for tuning in to Life as It Is with me, Dora Middleton. And until next time, take care.